few games, do you sometimes shake your head and say, this kid was 18 years old last month? Did it surprise you how quickly
he's a good player. He went second overall for a reason. You know, he's got a ton of smarts. You know, he's a great hockey player. You know, he makes, you know, really subtle plays. Are really good, you know, really advanced at his age, actually. So, I've enjoyed definitely thoroughly playing with him.
From what you've seen of him, do you think of him as a pass-first guy, or do you think he's going to be a scorer in this league?
I think he's, you know, he's got the skill to do both, but I think usually when guys come into the league, you know, they tend to, you know, the pass-first. I think right now he may not be looking for his own shot opportunities, but I think as he goes along and he gains his confidence, you know, I think that'll come.
When you spoke yesterday about, obviously, some of the issues that are going on in this country, some of the protests, where do you stand in regards to...
Which part?
Being Canadian.
Yeah.
A lot of these things that you feel extend to both Canada and the United States?
Pardon? That was the question?
Yeah. The feelings, you see everything, you know, from not only where you're from, but down here as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think, there's social inequalities everywhere. But obviously, you know, the United States is dealing with that right now, and the stance that's being taken is that it's not right, and something should be done about it. And instead of trying to find something to do about it, everyone's talking about kneeling, and I think that's sad. I think that everyone should realize what the real issue is and stop focusing on just kneeling, and actually talk about the hard questions instead of just figuring out who's going to kneel and who's not going to kneel.
I know a lot of people, and you sort of left it up in the air, would want to know, is that something that during the anthem that some sort of statement would be made?
Well, that's my point right there. You're asking me the same question again. Sam asked me this yesterday, and I told Sam before he even published his article, I said, it's not about the kneeling, but everyone's just going to try and continue to make it about the kneeling. So if you guys want to talk about kneeling, I'm not here to talk about kneeling. I'm here to talk about the bigger issues. If you don't want to talk about the bigger issues, don't ask me about kneeling.
All right, so back to the bigger issues. Is this
the bigger issues are inequality, the social inequality in life, the things that happen, to the black youth, all the shootings, everything that's happened, that's gone on in this country for, a numerous amount of years. When I say being Canadian, it's happened to me in Canada as well. So, I think it spans outside the U.S., but the issue right now is within the U.S. So, obviously we're trying to find answers. We're trying to get a conversation sparked, and we're trying to bring everyone together so that it's more united and not, everyone loves you or everybody hates you, because at this point I think, it's either black or white when it shouldn't be black or white. I think there's a lot of issues in this country that people aren't, taking into consideration, and all anyone ever wants to talk about right now is why they're kneeling, and if you're disrespecting the army or the national anthem or whatever it might be, what people fail to see and what the real issue is, and why Colin Kaepernick actually started this the protest, and that he actually talked to an armed force member who was actually on CNN last night discussing all these issues on a panel, as to why he used the national anthem as a vehicle to get this out. So
are these issues being addressed back in Canada where they're not being addressed here in the United States?
No, I just think it's an American issue right now. We're talking about America. We're talking about the United States of America. We're not talking about Canada. So, I'm a black male living in the United States. For the majority of my time, I have, the majority of the last 10 years lived here. So, I definitely understand what everyone's protesting about, and I definitely support the cause.
Thank you.